This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so the Grizzlies had a night last night. They drafted Jake LaRavia, a shooter from Wake Forest. Now, I will admit this. I was actually out last night, so I was not necessarily locked into every bit of the broadcast, right? So I was checking up, and they showed a video of him on a computer, did they not?
I saw your tweet.
Am I making that up?
I did not see that.
Okay, so you also were not locked into the broadcast
last night. But you were there to cover it for us.
I was not covering it.
Yes, you were. You were covering it us at the Mike Miller celebration. What are you talking about? Headquarters, fool.
Well, Mike wasn't there.
So again, if it got past you, like the number one pick did yesterday, the fault is yours. Memphis blames you.
As you might.
How do you live with
anticipate
it?
Anticipate and be able to, think and
why
and,
could
and
he
expect.
Not put, why could you not put all of Memphis on the fact that Bancaro was going number one?
Because I
don't you feel a great response?
I was never told that explicitly. I was never told
because
that.
Because you said Mike didn't know it till late.
Well, there's just some things that I can't say.
Couldn't do it.
But I was never told that explicitly, right? I can't violate my man's trust. But there were just if I had known, I would have, certainly put the bet in my damn self, right?
Yeah, we could have made money like Woj did yesterday.
Right. I would have put that $25,000 bet in, big dog. You know what I mean? Somebody put a $2,000 bet in on Paolo Banchero on like June 19th, and it paid $40,000.
I mean, what are the chances that Mike's got the number one pick next year?
I mean, that's the thing.
Once you've had it once, doesn't that help you?
I mean,
my goodness.
I don't think enough people are talking about the ripple effect of.
Oh, we know you don't think enough people are talking. Go right ahead.
Well, when you, Mike,
it's a big story. Man.
Mike had a night last night.
Go from coach to agent of the number one pick.
I mean, dude, he was a high school coach for fun. It wasn't like he was doing that for his. It's not like with all due respect. This ain't like
with
Deion
all due
Real.
Respect. Don't
this
get so
like
offended, bro.
No, I'm just saying. You talk about high school coach, bro. That's like a nothing burger on his resume, bro. Like that, I wouldn't even mention that. What are we talking about? A high school coach?
Bro, you get so sensitive talking about this dude.
I'm just saying
that maybe we should stop talking about
it's,
it.
It's
my
it's
Lord,
former
I said that
Grizzly,
dude.
Yeah. Former Memphis Tiger assistant coach.
Let me make sure I got all Mike's titles right here.
No,
right?
I'm saying we can do away with one.
Give me a break.
You're going to put on there. Okay.
I'm sitting up here telling you how impressive it is that he literally, that was his last job. Okay, then he goes to agent from there. Yes, and beforehand, he was a Tigers coach. Oh, by the way, he played in the NBA, too. You want to tell people that?
Was it a job?
Hey, tell the people how many rings he won, too,
that
John.
That man did not get paid by Houston.
What did he do at Florida?
He got to a Final
damn
Four.
A champion player, basically. Did he win the SEC?
I'm sure he did.
That's the point, man. It's like, we get all of his accolades, bro, but what I'm saying is no one goes from doing what they want to do outside everything that's the exact opposite of agent and then go right into the agent game and you get the number one pick.
Well,
that's impressive.
No, it was the night that agents dream of having.
But I'm trying to pay the guy a compliment, and you and him take it as a damn...
No, it's not him, bro.
Yes, you do. Oh, no. You represent him. No, give me a break.
Don't
stop.
Need me
every
to
damn
represent.
Thing we say on here about Mike Miller is monitored and then dealt with later on. All right?
No, that was one thing you said.
You're going to pull back some curtains. You might as well pull them all the
that
way back.
That was just the one thing you said.
And I don't care.
Well, you feel bad about that one.
I don't feel bad about anything.
Well, you do.
I've said as it relates to Mike Miller, because I've been honest and open, and anything I've said about Mike Miller, I stand by.
The only thing I'm saying is, like, we can just drop, how when you have, like, a resume, right, and you got to keep it to one page.
This so said, don't call Mike a high school coach.
You got to drop some titles, right? You got to drop some work history off.
What did Houston High think he was doing then?
he was coaching
a high school team.
But was it a job?
He might as well have been invisible, according to you. He was really elsewhere getting ready to have the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
Just doing it in spirit. Don't call him that.
Well, again,
High school.
Calm down. He had a big night last night.
He had.
We're all saying it. This idea that not enough people are talking about it. That's what.
Well,
come on.
Well, you started the conversation by asking, can he get the number one pick in next year's draft?
Yes, because once you've done it,
and
I imagine.
The answer is yes. The answer is that for Memphis, right? And I'm not going to get into all of it because it's just, it's too hot for TV.
You can't.
But the truth is that the more clientele that Mike gets, and he's based in Memphis, right? The better it is for the entire city at large. Paolo Banchero was headquartered in Memphis, bro, right? I'm just telling you, it's a net positive for many entities.
Well, tell me why it benefits Memphis.
Because it's these guys.
Since you're going to put that out there, tell me why it benefits.
Because it could become the center of the basketball universe, right? If you have top picks coming in here every single year, right? I'm just telling you, it could, the whole entire basketball ecosystem in Memphis could really thrive.
Good grief!
It could.
Okay. I don't think I'm spinning. I'm spinning.
Jason, you will refer to Mike Miller as the Messiah.
Just don't call him high school coach.
Do not.
Former sixth man of the year.
Do not.
You know what I mean?
You
That's where.
Put some respect on his name.
No, high school coach is great. I mean, he did do that. He did win a state championship.
Respect.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, we could just, if we're cut and tied, we gotta keep that resume to one page.
Well, it's called the most recent thing he did in terms of job, okay? And for me to bring it up is not foul here. What are we talking about? The guy went from high school coach. Yes,
yes.
We know he's got a resume, to agent of the number one player.
Yes.
In the draft.
That's right. And by the way,
no one makes that jump.
And was not.
There's a reason why no one does it. No one's got Mike Miller's background.
I mean, even.
But again, you can't look at it as what was literally, essentially a compliment and look at it as some like backhanded slap, please.
No, I don't look at it as a backhanded slap.
But when you read it like that, it says more about you, it seems to. You're so sensitive.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I mean, I get it.
All we asked you was how much fun was the party at the headquarters?
It was an amazing time.
You couldn't keep track of everything. You were having so much fun.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out, like, was Jake LaRavia, like, on a computer? Like, I feel like I
right.
saw a scene.
Is Jalen Duren going to New Orleans or not?
No, I mean,
There was confusing information.
There was mass confusion, okay? I'm trying to get the high school resume chopped off.
You got the guy to straighten you out, to straighten out all the confusion.
I got a lot going on.
He's in your fave five in there. How quick can we call him?
Let me ask you this. What time
is Mike coming on the show?
What was the
he's at 125.
He was going to come on
He called me a high school coach, said if I don't get any players, I'm Saul Smith.
Well, that's you just outright compared him to Saul Smith.
I said if he don't get any players.
That's fair. You did say that.
He's Saul Smith.
But he took that as and I think people took that as
No, he took it as. Don't give a hot damn. People didn't take it as anything. People said Jason Wright, if he don't get any players, he's Saul Smith.
Well, that was just an old take exposed right there, because all he's done is get players, right?
I stand by it. He did get players.
And he continues to do that.
Right.
He was going to come on, Brad, but, you know, he was reminded of that line that lives in infamy here. But he's still a friend of the show. No worries, right?
We love him. I mean, get out of here.
It's not like that.
No, it was. I will say, it was a striking night for him and his agency. I mean, that all jokes aside,
well,
like, it was pretty damn striking.
Not only did they get Paolo to number one when nobody thought he was going number one, they also got Paolo Banchero, Wendell Moore drafts in the first round.
It was wildly awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's
good for him. Now, what does it do for the city? Do we get that tax revenue? What are we doing?
Well, right.
I can't.
Are we going to have a restaurant named after these cats?
Sensationalism.
It would make a lot more sense if I could say what I would like to say, but I can't. So
you're mincing words.
You're just. I'm very much mincing.
He's telling us how headquarters is coming.
He's actually going to have personal appearances from all the players at his restaurants. So that
we're going to
sure
start.
Will.
We're actually going to start doing the NBA Combine in Memphis. It's moving from Chicago here.
Yeah,
to a facility here in town.
Yeah,
that's going to help our city.
Remember, this is a...
What do you know, John? Tell us.
A potential powerhouse agency that is based in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, are we building a warehouse and we're going to have a thing going here? What are we doing?
Don't look at it.
I guess Jimmy Sexton, though, had some many points been Memphis-based, though, right?
Yeah.
And how much
is
it done for?
CAA is everywhere.
You don't even know about that, though.
Yeah, well, because CAA is everywhere, though. It's not, you know, lives
in
Memphis.
Jimmy might as well be in Europe.
Well, he's everywhere now.
He's
because
global.
He's so dang real.
You do have to sort of operate, you know,
like stealth.
On some level behind the scenes.
He's never been on the station, by the way. Ever.
Jimmy Sexton?
Jimmy Sexton, never, zero. like with an Eero, if I'm not mistaken. I've been here 14
well,
years.
Well, he does talk to some Memphis you
Our
know,
cats may
media
talk to him, but he's never on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he feels like it. But yeah, it was a great night for Lyft. I mean, that's the kind of night you dream of having when you're in that, especially as a former high school basketball coach. It's just one of those things that you can never fathom. Also, the Grizzlies wind up with four separate players. Jake LaRavia there in the first round. David Roddy from Colorado State, who was the player of the year in the Mountain West. Of course, the Mountain West lost every game of the first round, did they not, of the NCAA tournament?
That's correct.
That doesn't
we're not
mean
hold it against
NBA
David
players.
Roddy.
Yeah, that means nothing. It's just a trivia.
It's a fact.
Just a nugget.
Hey, wait till we're in that crappy-ass conference we're about to go into.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a mess, no doubt. If they get five teams from the friggin' new AAC, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kennedy Chandler and Vince Williams. On Kennedy Chandler, interesting. Penny Hardaway, I didn't even notice this. He was at the watch party for Kennedy Chandler.
Yeah, call her party. And to see it now on Twitter, see actually pictures taken of him and Jermaine Johnson, support staff member, maybe future assistant coach at Memphis or returning to that role. They were both there. And I told you, again,
what?
Kennedy Chandler, I get it. I get the question. I get the sort of surprise by it, but that you got Memphis coaches at a Tennessee players draft party. That said, again, this is not just a Tennessee player. It's a Memphis kid, a kid who, you know, grew up here. They've had relationships with since he was young. Again, you know, Javonte Holmes has trained this kid since he – Javonte Holmes, who replaced Penny at East, has trained this kid since he was like 5, 6, 7 years old. Like, it's all been family. What I would go back to is if it's so family,
Here we go.
Why weren't
Here
you harder go. After him?
Here we go.
For that year to get him as point guard. That's the point I would draw out of this rather than, oh, what the heck is Penny doing
right.
at, you know, what? No, you shouldn't do that. That's crossing the line. No. But what I would say is if everything's so cool and you good with the family – and as good as Kennedy, again, played this year, and the questions that you had at point guard. But we were saying that no need to revisit it. You made the tournament. It's all water under the bridge at this point. But, boy, would Kennedy Chandler have answered those point guard questions.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Now, it does. It does.
You're not putting Imani at the point last year if you have Kennedy Chandler already in the fold. That said, we know Imani. Are you getting Jalen Duren if you don't get Imani? You know, all of that stuff goes together. That said – it was what I took from it, not so much Memphis and Tennessee, it was Memphis
right.
at Kennedy Chandler's party last night.
Yeah, and I guess, like, you know, you're seeing a little bit of, and I saw this on Twitter a little bit, is, oh, you know, when you draft a kid from Memphis and he stays in Memphis, like, it hasn't gone well. But there's not even a long sample of that, right? I mean, there's only been two
Burks
other guys
Stokes.
In terms of drafted, right? And both were second-round picks. So strip away all the rest. Yeah, second-round picks miss more than they hit. And the second part of that is, does that have anything to do with Memphis and being at home, right? It doesn't. It didn't feel like that to me. I mean, you know, everything they have with Burks was, you know, after he was with the Grizz, you know?
Yeah, it's case-by-case basis, and no, as far as, you know, could I see the same thing that happened to Burks happen to Kennedy Chandler? No. Listen, the thing you point out, too, is they were both second-round picks. Like, Kennedy at one point was mocked as a lottery guy.
Yep.
Right? Kennedy, at one point, you look at and you say, okay, first round or whatever else. I know you end up getting him in the second, climbing mention out. He was surprised by the fact that he fell. But the point was, Kennedy's been trained for this. Ja's phrase that he's got tattooed on his arm is trained to go. Kennedy Chandler been trained to go since he was a kid.
Yep.
That's the thing about this. This was he's a pro. I said it in the open.
Mm-hmm.
He's already a pro's pro by the way he's been trained and come up. And so you don't have to worry about him and, oh, is he still going to stick to some old ways or still hang around the places he did when he was growing up? No, Kennedy's going to do everything he's got to do to be a pro, and he understands that because he's been trained and raised to be that. For Burks, it was tough. And again, for Burks, as a second-round pick, no margin for error.
Absolutely.
So again, you know,
absolutely
crossing over to that professional line and staying there, you didn't have any choice if you were Burks. You weren't going to get a second chance.
You're exactly
when
right.
it came to Antonio Burks. So there's that. Jarnell was more of he's a tweener. Positionally, what is he? He struggles against guys that are longer, that kind of thing. Probably wasn't going to work out no matter what team he was with. We saw that.
Right.
We saw it with Jarnell in the league because didn't he get a couple of Denver at some point, I want to say?
Yeah.
And so, again, case-by-case basis, and no, you don't say you can't draft a Memphis kid because Memphis is going to suck him back up, man. Stop.
Yeah, no, I think you bring
I saw some people bring Lorenzen into this, too, and that's completely separate as well. That was after his career was over.
Well, and what I would tell people, too, is that, you know—
Ren was done.
you know, just because you don't live in Memphis doesn't mean you still can't, you know, the same pro. Like, it's all choices, you know, and it's all sort of, you know, what you ultimately decide to surround yourself with when you're in town, when you're out of town, whatever. And I think the same things that can happen in Memphis can happen in a lot of places around the league. But I think you're right about Antonio Burks. Like, that was a young man, and that's my guy, whose odds were so long to begin with. I mean, he was a streets ministry kid, right, coming up, and, you know, had to go the JUCO route to get to Memphis and all of that, right? I mean, it's, you know, he had a long road from Jump Street, you know? So, they came up in very different ways and in very different environments. You know, like you mentioned, Kennedy was a projected top 10 pick. You know, he was at a private school in Memphis. Like, he's sort of been, you know, he's sort of been groomed for this moment. It's
literally what I was saying, yes.
You know, so that is a different dynamic.
There's a maturity with Kennedy Chandler already right now that Burks needed.
Yep.
At that point, once he had crossed over to professional, and knowing what he needed to cut out at that point. Can't bring the whole neighborhood with you, brother.
And John Elvin didn't have anything.
What my whole thing is, you can't still have one foot in it when you are now trying to be a pro. You got to, you know what I'm saying, if you're not mature enough to handle that. And at that time, and I'm sure Burks would tell you, if you brought him in right now, he would have done it differently.
Right.
He would have done that and been that pro's pro. And done, because, again, knowing I have very little margin for error. But when you're that young,
right,
and it's coming. Listen. Burks is a hell of a story because, unlike Kennedy, who was trained to go from very early, like, Burks had to put the work in to even get the shot, to even get the sniff.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, we were talking about that this weekend over at the basketball camp I was at. Like, Burks had to put the work in to get there, and it all came together for him at Memphis and Cal, and even getting that shot was a long shot at the league. But my point is, man, he had to walk a very fine line, and in any kind of getting off that line was going to pull him back, and it ultimately did. But no, man, they couldn't be more different in terms of situations.
Yeah, and like, did Burks not pan out with the Grizzlies or in the NBA because of Memphis? I don't think that. I think people are talking about something that happened with Burks, you know, years after his career ended. I mean, that had nothing to do with his NBA career, right? He wasn't in the league.
Well, if you know some of the stories where, you know, he struggled right then with cutting some of that stuff off, and yes, would come, and taking it nearly as seriously, but other issues as well during, not just after his career's over. Yes,
but I think the ultimate instrument here is that yes, every case is, and every guy is totally different. You know, you can't just paint with such a broad brush with any two people from the city of Memphis. They might have two totally different upbringings, two totally different experiences. You know, and so I don't. And Jarnell had nothing. That had nothing to do with Memphis, right?
Zero.
I mean, he left for Tennessee.
And more about, are you going to be a player in the NBA at that position?
Yeah.
With the way you play, he wasn't athletic enough,
right,
to be undersized for the positions and who he was going to be asked to match up against. That's why, again, that longer center always gave him problems in terms of, all right, can you score against that guy?
Yeah.
Because, again, the measurables, you know, for Jarnell weren't great.
Right. So, you know, look, I think. You know, if you're the Grizzlies and there's a kid from Memphis and he can play, you know, you're gonna draft him. And also, how many?
It's funny now that you're mentioning this. I don't know if you saw it, but there's a mock up for next year.
Yeah,
there's a Memphis kid in it, or a kid that's from Memphis. I bet you can't. Have you looked? I'm trying to see. Look in your eyes and see if you looked. Sometimes you're very good at these and you guess right off the bat. But there's a Memphis kid.
I know exactly who it is.
Mocked in the second round.
Yep, it's Mason Miller.
Shoal ain't. Unless I missed it.
Well, you know, Mike gonna get him in the first round. That's one thing about Mike, as you know. He gonna get you drafted ahead of where you're supposed to go.
All right.
I better not hear.
Is he batting 1,000, JD?
Well, you know, that ain't got nothing
Where'd JD go?
He got drafted, Coach.
Well, do you sit up here telling everybody he got a perfect record? We got him drafted. He didn't go above where we thought he was gonna go.
That's right. He got drafted. So, hold on. Let me try to guess, though. He's a second rounder?
Feel free, Brett. There's a Memphis product.
Is he like a, did he move?
What do you mean, did he move?
Did he
go to another school?
Class of 23?
Class of 23?
So it's an upcoming class?
He's saying it's the NBA draft. 23.
NBA draft.
Yeah, this is next year's draft. He's in, I want to say it was Gavoni's draft. I'll go find it.
Did he,
he's from the city.
Did he leave the city and go to a different
one?
Did he go to a prep school? Did he go?
Yes.
Prep school. Okay.
He went to a prep school, and he obviously cannot play at Memphis.
It can't be Morrell.
It is.
It's what? Matthew Morrell.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that? Where's he mocked at, Jason?
I want to say it's 51. I don't have it pulled up,
yeah,
but I
yeah,
promise
second
you.
Second round, okay.
2023 mock draft. They had Matthew Morrill.
I believe
at 51. What I tell y'all about Matthew Morrill?
Carl Morrill.
Y'all don't rule the day that y'all
that you
second guess me for saying Memphis. 51 of the Philadelphia 76ers, Ole Miss shooting guard.
How
29.
Tall is he? Is he Morrill? Is he too?
No, he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Is he 6'3", 6'4"?
We'll dunk on you.
Yeah,
we'll
I mean, he's a stud athlete.
Yes, and that's what they love about him.
Damn, Carl.
I see it, Carl.
How you like them apples?
I was trying to get, you know, I put the APB out for Carl many months ago.
Yeah, you did, bro.
Frankly, you were tampering.
But we just couldn't get it done. We could not get it done with Carl. But they're a great family, though. And and I hope that, you know.
I hope it's his time down at Ole Miss.
They made the choice to stay down there at Ole Miss. I mean, I've
got another interesting nugget from this mock draft for next year. Guess who's mocked at number 33?
Who's mocked at number 33?
Is it a Tigers member?
It's got to be a Tigers member. There's no way he'd be saying this like that if it wasn't.
It's our guard.
It ain't going to be Kendrick Davis.
It's not Kendrick Davis?
It is not.
Hold on. So it's going to be...
As a matter of fact, since y'all asked about him, I do not believe Kendrick is on this. Not saying he's not going to draft, but he's not on this mock draft.
Is it my guy, KO?
Is it KO? The shot, the rim protector?
I'm hearing great things about
him,
by the way. Yes. I'm hearing great things.
How did he go from
Do you want the answer? You just going
to... Yeah, let's hear
the
about it.
The answer is no. It's not
it's
KO.
Not KO. It's not KO either. Okay.
I don't see...
Well, you a hater.
I mean, how do you spell his name? It's K-O-A?
K-A-O.
We just say the first?
Mm-hmm.
K-A-O. No, he's not on here.
Okay, well, he will be.
Right. You're not going to believe it. I will tell you, at this point, he's not a Tiger.
Whoa.
What?
Imani friggin' Bates?
You nailed it, Brad.
No.
33 to the Orlando Magic.
What?
Imani Bates, once thought of as a top five, you know, top 10 NBA prospect, number 33
to the Orlando
Magic.
You know what that is? I'm not trying to crap on Imani. You know what that is? That's the GMs who are hungry to go back to the way high school rankings were, like Chris Wallace. John referenced it this morning. There's always GMs. They don't give a crap if you score 0 points in college. They're going to draft your ass.
Oh, if you were the number one player in the country and I can get you at a second rounder?
It's Josh Selby syndrome.
It is.
That's exactly what that is.
What I'd ask you is, it almost smarter for Imani Bates not to play this year in terms of trying to keep your stock up? If he does it at Memphis, you won't get drafted at all. If he doesn't, maybe you can tell, it's Shaedon Sharpe. You don't have a lot of you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Almost you preserve it in some ways.
I'm amped about this topic, Jason, because what that tells me is Imani, if he wants that slot where he's mocked right there, his ass needs to come back to Memphis. Because you can't go to friggin' Western Michigan and get on the roster and go in the draft.
That's where I go back to. Penny has all the leverage in this now. You don't have to feel like you got to do somebody a favor or get it right this time. You have all the leverage. They got to rehab this their stock.
Bingo.
And so everything's on you. That's why I said this conversation's easy. If your goals at any point, your individual goals, become bigger than my team goals, because right now I got to get this thing back to the tournament, brother, that's when I got to cut you loose. You got to fall in line, and if you do, you'll get where you're supposed to go. I just think it's an easier conversation to have. Now, that said, I was down with it. I told you, if no Keontae Kennedy, but the buzz is, you know the buzz, that Keontae is, that could happen today.
Well, we had a caller call in and say that his last, he's not doing a good job of playing poker here.
No.
His last three IG stories are Jalen Duren, Josh Minot, you know.
All Memphis Tigers drafted.
Yeah.
So Keontae's coming. Here's the thing, though. Imani, even if Penny has to have the conversation, your ass sitting the bench, he still needs to come if he wants to see that number.
Yeah, so I want to go back to that.
I'd close the door at that point if I'm Penny.
I would, too.
I don't need him at that
point. But it's the reverse now.
Keontae Kennedy's last tweet, by the way, is a retweet of that graphic from Reddit. Five schools had multiple picks at both this year's NFL and NBA draft. And Memphis is on that list, by the way. With Michigan, Baylor, Kentucky, and Ohio State, that's pretty damn impressive.
It is impressive.
I mean, you're one of five.
Yeah.
Keontae Kennedy is going to wind up at Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost certain at this point. But what I did hear this morning is that, yes, there are parameters. There are certain parameters that have been set.
Have to be.
On Imani Bates, and it remains to be seen if the Bates family.
The camp.
Will acquiesce to them.
Well, they're going to sit right there where they're sitting if they're
not. They think they can get to the G League.
Like I said, it might be better for them to be sort of out of sight, out of mind. Now, you won't be from the NBA, folks.
Now, there's some question on his eligibility for the G League.
Oh.
So we'll see on that. But that's, you know, they're not, they don't love the parameters, right? They don't love the parameters.
Take it or leave it, folks.
Bro, I think that's Brad, how, and that's how Penny is.
Key thing, when you've lost as much as they have in terms of the stock.
Well, and if you're getting,
you got any shots to call at this point? It's all about, you need to go out and prove it.
And if you're getting Keyonte Kennedy, I would just tread very, very lightly, because there is nothing worse than a bunch of guys who feel like this is their last year to prove their NBA ability.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Stepping all over each other, you know, begging for minutes and the ball. Like, you got to, and that is a risk, right?
That's the other thing. If you go get both of them, Jonathan Lawson for another year ain't playing.
Like, it's like, you know, mess. What I'm saying? At it's kind of messy.
At some point, you want to at least show him the runway to how he gets into the rotation, right? Otherwise, what you got him for? And so, again, you just, if it's Keyonte, Imani, you're bringing in all these guys again, it's just more of a logjam in front of Jonathan Lawson. At some point, don't you owe it to that kid to actually give him what you told him you would give him, which is a shot?
Yes.
He waited last year, redshirted, made a lot of sense. It's time to at least show him the runway to get there, right? If you put all these guys in front of him, here's another year, it feels like, where Jonathan Lawson isn't getting developed,
True.
At least on the court in games.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
It's just too many. I think there is a line.
It's messy.
And so if you're getting Kennedy, like I said, you do not need Imani Bates.
If they're getting Kennedy, which we stipulated this from the very beginning, right? We stipulated when we started having this conversation earlier this week. We said if they get Keyonte Kennedy, we would not do it, right? If they don't, we would. If they don't, if they do, we wouldn't. It feels like I think the risk far outweighs any potential reward with Imani Bates if you're getting Keyonte Kennedy, because somebody is going to be unhappy. Whether it's Keyonte or whether it's Imani, you know, or Emmanuel Ake or whatever. Like, it feels perfect if you just add one of those two, because that guy's your two. Kendrick, Keyonte, Emmanuel Akot, DeAndre Williams, KO.
Mixed, let go.
You know, there you go. And I know I've heard some rumblings about Penny not playing 10. My ass. I'll believe it when I see it. I will believe that Penny's
not
rumbling.
He literally said it, too, publicly.
Oh,
he did? He's trying to go away from that, cutting it down.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, when you're
saying you don't believe him. I mean, he went out and said he's going to go get older. He went out and did that.
He did. Yeah. Well, that's easy, right?
But we act like Penny hasn't at some point like admitted to mistakes. Like last year again, he said I blew it with Imani. I blew it, you know, blaming my upperclassmen when Imani early on is the issue. Like, learn from, and then what do you do? I realize we've asked the question, man, how many years are you going to go into this thing without a point guard, or going back to Alice Lomax? And last year he tried Imani Bates. Well, this year he answered it resoundingly, almost in a way like, forget this. I won't be questioned about that position again. And you do it with Kendrick Davis. So it's not like he's just sitting here talking, and you're not seeing any of it come to fruition.
No, I agree, but I think he's playing 10.
He's
playing 10. He's playing the Lawsons. He's playing Jaden. Okay, that's 8.
You named all the names out yesterday. It does. It seems
Malcolm's
hard to whittle
playing,
down when you get all those guys.
You know, A-Lo wants to come back. That's 10.
Man, A-Lo, the minutes. That's why he's still sitting there right now uncommitted to the whole thing. Kendrick Davis going to average 33 to 35. They haven't had that around here in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that eats up all of, you know, this threat, everybody having this threat of A-Lo's going to get some time.
This was a conversation.
Kendrick's too good.
This was supposed to be a conversation about the Grizzlies draft that you have completely hijacked and turned into a Penny fest. But yes.
No, I mean, you got it over to Penny with the whole Chandler thing.
Yeah.
You brought that into it. So.
I think the team is going to be good.
Morrell, Imani, you see how we got where we got.
No, you're right. We did sort of find our way here, didn't we? I do think the team is going to be good, though. I think the Tigers are going to be a good team. They're going to be a projected tournament team. That they have a chance to – they won't be ranked in the preseason, which I think is going to be a good thing for them. That way they can sort of play their way to it rather than, you know, filling themselves up with gas.
You don't think if they get Keyonte, they can get into the 21 to 25 range? Or you think because of what –
there's no buzz on
slow,
them right now.
The slow starts.
Yeah, I think people are going
to
be very jaded.
To me,
yeah,
whether it's the Parrishes or whoever else.
100%. Even Parrish.
9-6.
Parrish
nine
might rank him, but that didn't matter. I mean, you know, it's like.
Well, my whole thing is like, those guys probably feel burned by Memphis in the sense.
There's no doubt about it.
We've seen the same story from you guys over and over where you come out, you have the slow start, 9-6, 9-8, then you turn it around. So let's wait and see.
There's just
That's
no doubt about it.
What happens.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy last year that was doing that and we said, what the heck is wrong with this guy?
Yes, we did.
Des Moines or whatever the heck he was
I
from,
no
some
clue.
Random place. But he's like, I'll wait and see.
But
Turned out,
there's no question.
I mean, he
made
nailed
you
it.
Look silly.
No. Well, again, he's a Penny going to start Imani Bates at the what position?
Right.
You were the one buying all that stuff up. He can play it. No, he's talented.
No, he made.
Just put all the best players. Just put all the players out there.
I think you're just projecting. I think you feel burned. I think you feel burned by the starts of the last few seasons. And so that's why emotionally you're doing what you do. You're
why
like,
would I
you
feel
know,
burned?
Because they start 6-5 every year, no matter what.
What's that got to do with me?
I'm just saying you feel burned by them, and you're ready for them to prove it to you. And I think on some level, look, if they can not start 6-5, if they start 8-3, which is very doable every single year in college basketball.
I mean, that old thing that used to be the Old Spice Classic down in Florida, hell, they should win that thing.
Yes. If they do that.
Who's the best team in that other than them? Put you on the spot. We've done this before.
Was it the Myrtle Beach thing?
No, it's down in Florida. It's at the Disney thing, is it not? That's the one.
Is that what they're playing in?
That's the preseason one next year. The one that used to be, it felt like the Old Spice that Josh won, beating, I want to say, Oklahoma State that year. It's essentially, I thought, the same event.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's in it, dude. You know, you continue to.
Thanks, bro.
You continue. What do you think I have? Like the Old Spice bracket tatted on my ass? Like, I mean, do you just think I just know off the top of my head who's in that damn thing? I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, I'm sure it's a good – there's some good – I don't recall the field
it's not
being,
very good right. is what I remember, and that's why I think you're having so much trouble.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I don't recall it being particularly, like, you know, stocked. So that's it's a winnable event for the Tigers.
Yeah, no slow starts, especially when you got Kendrick Davis. Or not at – we'll put it this way, not as slow as the last 2 years.
Yeah, just to sort of bottom line it on the Grizzlies here, you know, we live in a microwave society, but that is just not the way the Grizzlies draft. The Grizzlies draft guys that, you know, may take a year or two to develop. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they hit immediately. Sometimes – but it feels like, especially with these two, it's not obvious, right? It's not obvious how quickly – they will be able to contribute on this particular roster. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to, you know, who's, like, Jake LaRavia is going to be battling with Zaire, is he not?
Yeah, some of that. I mean, he'll play some four as well. That's the thing about it. You're not going to see Zaire.
Right.
You won't see Zaire at the four.
Yeah.
He is a three. I mean, you might see Zaire at the four in some small ball lineups, but that you need to get him away from that, quite frankly.
Right.
LaRavia and Roddy are more suited for that. They can play the
it
four.
It feels like
for
they're
you.
Like they're both going to basically
with Zaire.
But yeah, between the three, that's Kyle Anderson now.
Correct.
You know, that's where
that's
those minutes are going.
Yes.
Which is interesting, right? Like if you keep Tyus, that won't be felt as bad, right? If you're able to keep Tyus, you can get by with that.
Keeping Tyus helps, not just as you got your backup point guards ready to go, especially if Ja's down, but remembering what you gave up yesterday, yes, he mostly shined in the regular season. Harrington was touching on this, and he's absolutely right. You lost some offensive, you know, power from that second unit when you lose DeAnthony that you've got to replace.
Yep.
Like, who's that second shooting guard for you now? Who's that guy? And here's my point. Tyus, though he's a point guard, we know as a scorer on that second unit, he can do that as well. He helps there. You still need help.
Yep.
It feels like to me, in terms of backup shooting guard, that area, like who's behind Bane, you know what I'm saying? Tyus bringing him back helps with that, but you still need more firepower.
No, you do.
Yeah, I mean, Melton was a scorer for you off that bench in the regular season. Didn't do a playoffs, but he was key for you in the regular season. You're going to need to replace that. I'm not sure any of these guys do that. They don't. Quite frankly, with their positions.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's it, whether it's a veteran, whatever.
So that's the upshot for the Grizzlies here. I don't think they're done, right? I mean, there's still some decisions that have to be made, and I, you know, we'll see what happens in free agency. But it was certainly a busy night, as it typically is for Zach Kleiman in the Grizzlies front office.
Next story.
The answer to the questions, the 2022 ESPN Events Invitational in Orlando. Pretty sure this is the one that used to be the Old Spice. Here are your teams. Florida State.
Babbage.
Ole Miss.
Babbage.
Nebraska.
Babbage.
Oklahoma.
Babbage.
The new Seton Hall with our man Holloway.
Babbage.
Siena.
Babbage.
And Stanford.
Babbage.
Now you tell me Memphis shouldn't be winning that thing.
If they don't win that one, we got problems. That's a bunch of crap. I mean, Florida
probably
State.
Probably by the end of it, old Lena Hamilton's going to have something to say in the championship game.
It'll
right?
be Florida
we'll,
State.
We'll see Matthew
Memphis,
Morrell early.
Loser
maybe,
leaves
perhaps.
Town match. You know, I mean, I don't know what the bracket's going to be, but that feels like the championship there. I don't know how good Florida State's going to be. I don't know what they got coming back, but I mean, they're always competitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you always got to look out for Florida State. Other than that, like Seton Hall's a first year rebuild. Stanford, you know, who even plays for Stanford? Siena, Jimmy Patso, saying walk through that door. He now works for Odyssey. Let's see who else is on that list.
Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
very mid program.
Yeah, we say you're underwhelmed. Memphis should win it.
Yeah, you see why I don't remember anything from this damn field.
Well, you weren't the only one.
In fact, I think the Tigers should opt out
Florida
of this
State's
event.
Florida State's the best other team.
Blaming COVID. They should opt out of this and not even play in it. It's insulting to even play in this event.
Who's in the best spot? Durin, Minot. I'm not bringing Lester into it. The best spot.
Well, Durin. Not even close. You know where I stand on Minot. I think he's going to have a hard time, at least early on. That's gonna take 2 years for him to be able to make an impact. We'll see what Detroit does with Aiden. But, dude, I mean,
Durin's not some can't miss. We talked about the motor.
No, he's not. But
that's what I'm saying.
Like, look at his guard play. My God, he's playing with just two electrifying players there, and Kay Cunningham and Jaden Ivey.
Who should theoretically make it easier for him?
Yeah, I mean, that's all. He didn't have that in Memphis, man. You know. So, like, a rim-running big who can finish.
You don't
finish.
Think he can play with a DeAndre Ayton?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, he's a center, right? Isn't that what he's supposed to be?
Yeah, but DeAndre can easily, with his ability to step outside, could easily. If you're getting caught up in 4-5, you can play them together because DeAndre, right. You go high-low, DeAndre's the one high.
But I need my power forward to be able to make the outside shot, too, though, you know?
And DeAndre ain't some, I'll tell you this, too, he's not some killer rebounder every night, either. Like, he's solid
he's
and decent,
not.
But that, you know, he really don't. Durin can do that for you. That'd be the point there. Or you're playing him behind him,
yep.
Right? For the either you know for the time being, or for to eventually be his replacement, whatever it is.
Yep.
I mean, if you're paying DeAndre, you're probably doing it to keep him for quite a while. But I think the two could play together.
Yes.
My issue is gonna. I think it might actually fit better. My issue is gonna be can Durin keep the motor going? That's the question.
Agreed.
Always has been for him at every level.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. Kevin Durant. Maybe going to be available. There are some odds out there for his next team. Are the Grizzlies included? Are they in the mix potentially? We'll get into that when we come back. But before we do, listen, you want to become the next, I mean, Jake LaRavia, right?
Over 38%.
Over 38%. I believe Drew Hill tweeted out his true shooting percentage was 97.3% last season.
Good grief.
I mean, the guy was just automatic. He didn't miss. I don't know if he used Shoot 360 in Memphis, but those numbers to me suggest he probably has taken a trip. Because when you go there, you're going to improve. You're going to improve your jump shot. You're going to improve your passing. You're going to improve your dribbling. That is a place where if you got a son or a daughter and they're really getting serious about the sport and about the game, you want to, you know, they want to have fun, of course, but you want to be good. You know, it's more fun when you're good. That's just the truth.
Yeah, don't I know it.
That's not what, you know, some people want us to say, but it's true. You're going to go out there and you're going to have fun. You're going to get better. So get out to Shoot 360 here in Memphis.
I make it super affordable. It's backed by our man Thad Young, too. He's an investor, and he's got his kids who are starting basketball, 11 and 8, on this technology. You can have yours on as well. Here's what I'm here to tell you. He's the father of an 8-year-old who is not rich. They make it very affordable for you. 12 months can do it at $130 a month. That's what I pay for Chris's 8 martial arts classes. Again, I tell you that because to tell you this, his 8 martial arts classes, 1 hour a class. So I'm getting 8 hours at $130 a month. Here you're getting unlimited access to the best equipment in basketball training, period. It's a fantastic deal, and they've got the 8-foot goal for the kiddies. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. The future's now out at Shoot 360. Go see him out at 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So there's some drama in Brooklyn. Why are we talking about drama in Brooklyn? What does that have to do with the Memphis Grizzlies? Well, if Kyrie Irving ultimately decides and either doesn't get his way in Brooklyn and go somewhere else, or they end up doing that anyway and sending him off, it will have ramifications for Kevin Durant. Now, I know there have been reports out there that Kevin Durant has not said anything about, I will demand a trade if Kyrie goes.
No, and he's also kind of put out there that I'll still consider and see what they do.
Yes.
He's had to kind of calm that down.
Yes.
Since yesterday.
Yes. But this is an offshore book, but I will pass it along anyway because I do find it kind of fascinating. The Memphis Grizzlies, according to Bet Online, if Kevin Durant indeed does play for a team not named the Nets, Memphis Grizzlies have the second best odds.
Who's got first?
Miami.
You're going to need assets. Because you're going to have to make a trade for
them. The Grizzlies are plus 400 to be Kevin Durant's next team, if not the Brooklyn Nets. Now, you said no. You're waiting for LeBron.
Oh, well, you trade half the team and get KD if you could. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think all of this is just a plan to get Kyrie the money and the security that he wants, more than a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. Kevin saying, hey, look at, you know, first saying, yeah, I got to consider my options. Then having to back that. You could almost see it in sort of how the reports came out. Mm-hmm. People, it really created waves. And he said, yeah, I'll check my options. Really, this is all just to try to get more leverage for Kyrie.
Right.
Right. For it to be more of a threat to the Nets, that you wouldn't just lose Kyrie.
Right.
You could potentially lose both of us. That's all this is. He's not going to the Lakers. I think eventually we're going to end up with a deal where Kyrie's back with the Nets on a, what is it, one, if it's just an opt-in or a short term. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen here. Just I don't buy this, hey, Kevin Durant's really considering leaving now that y'all are messing with Kyrie. This is just to try to get Kyrie more leverage here.
I think you're right. I do think it's ultimately going to lead to the same place, which is like both those guys are going to be back with the Brooklyn Nets. But it is interesting. Like, there is a lot of buzz about Kevin Durant and the Grizzlies. Like, there has been for like a month.
Well, Grizzlies are one of the teams with a lot of assets that could do that.
You saw Jaws tweet, right?
I don't think so.
He tweeted easy money, which is Kevin Durant's
easy money sniper or whatever.
Yeah. Which is, he's fanning the flames there a little bit. Would you trade?
Yeah, be careful on that.
Would you throw in Vince Williams if it meant getting Kevin Durant? I asked the question.
Mm-hmm. I told you I've got my eyes set on LeBron free agency.
Mm-hmm.
But would I trade it all for KD? All of it except for, like John, we need one other player. So we'll just go 3-on-5. I'll take it just 3-on-5.
I will say, though,
John,
like,
Jaren, and KD.
I will say.
Nah, make it Bane.
Right.
Make it Bane.
Yeah, because
we'll go four.
We'll
just need four.
The two players doesn't work anymore, in the NBA. We saw that with Brooklyn last year. KD and Kyrie could not even win a game in the playoffs.
They were awful defensively.
Yeah.
That team, and that's the problem.
The most successful teams, right, like Jokic won one game. The most successful teams had complete teams, depth, good benches. Miami, Boston, Golden State, Dallas – I guess, that's kind of a one-man show there. But the best teams in the
You know, in the three of the final four were very deep teams. They weren't built around just, yes, they have great players, obviously Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, but they got big-time contributions from Andrew Wiggins. They got big-time contributions from, you know, some of their, like Jordan Poole. Like,
you said Memphis was not a deep team? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying of the four.
Oh, yeah, of the
final four.
Four,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, like the Grizzlies got to where they are because of
their
depth. Yeah.
That's why I added them in there.
Yeah,
but I didn't realize you were on that final four. I got
yeah, the point like that was like pretty much the tie that binds. Which
sure.
You know the teams, the big three, like those days feel like they're gone. You know, like you got to have some guys you can bring in off the bench.
Well, the problem is, especially when you're dealing with superstars in their 30s, the Lakers have this issue that you're paying tons of dollars to. You can't pay the rest of the roster. That's
exactly right.
And what you need is the glue in between to be a good defensive team. Like, just look at the way the Lakers fell off defensively from bubble Lakers to last year. And a lot of it's because you let Caruso, KCP, those glue pieces that were that defense go for you. And then not to mention, John, if all the money's revolving around two or three players, one or two of those guys go down, Lord knows we saw it with the Lakers. It's over. We saw it last year with the Nets, obviously. Kyrie's thing set that to the side. Remember when KD had to sit down with the injury, what it did to them? They were one of the worst teams in the league. And so if it's all just based around two or three and you got none of the glue guys in between, no, in this day and age, there's a good chance, especially if they're in their 30-somethings, it's not going to get you there. So, yes, if you are those teams, you better be as concerned with what's in between them as having some of those superstar types.
Yes. Absolutely. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. Kevin Durant, 4-1 to be, a Grizzly if he's not a Brooklyn Net. Heat are the favorite.
I just can't see it. I can't see the Nets letting it all go and saying, you know what, we're ready to start over. You know, we don't trust Kyrie enough. We're going to let him walk. And then we know that's going to mean KD. We're going to have to trade him. And so give us all. We'll start over. And here's KD. Nets not doing that as close as they are to a championship. They're not going to mess this up. But they are playing a game of chicken, it feels like, with Kyrie, and eventually I think they end up blinking. Right? Maybe they get a little bit more of their way. They don't give them a max long-term deal, but they're going to have to give them something.
Yes, they are.
It's next Wednesday, I think. He's got the deadline to opt in, so all this should be coming to a head by next week.
You're just not going to risk that. You're not going to risk.
They're too close.
Yeah.
The Nets are.
And start over for what? I mean, that would have meant
you could get a haul for the Grizz, but it doesn't even mean you're as close as you are right now.
Not even.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not even. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick's going to join us at 125. We'll talk to her about this, get her thoughts on the Grizz draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.